to my gratitude audio series. So I'd just like to begin. If you don't know me, my name's Nick Gird, and I am the founder of Superhero Training. Also wrote a book called Amazing Grace with David Wolfe, which is one of the most popular, uplifting, relevant, and most powerful little books available in the world right now. You can get that book on audio for free at amazinggraceaudiobook.com. I've also been on a spiritual path, a quest, you might say, since I was about 22 years old, even younger, if I'm really honest about it. During that journey, which obviously still continues, I've understood certain things, one of which is the importance of gratitude. And I want to share with you why gratitude is so important and how to apply that to your life in a practical way so that your life improves. And you know it because you feel happier and good things happen and your dreams come true. So when we look around the world right now, the kind of state that humanity is in, what we witness is a lot of trouble. The Hawaiians have an old word for it in their language, and it's called pilikia. Trouble, disharmony. Now, Nikola Tesla, one of the greatest human minds ever, encouraged us to perceive and understand life through energy, vibration, and frequency. Our greatest spiritual teachers tell us that we are energy and consciousness, and that there are two minds in the human body. There's the mental mind, and there's the heart mind. When we live from gratitude from the heart, we begin to change our energy and vibrational frequency into a pattern, an energy signature that is compatible and harmonious with the energy of life. So you understand what's happening here. Instead of living out of harmony with life, you begin to manually, consciously, that means you're doing it yourself, and you're doing it on purpose for a specific reason, shift your energy signature from whatever it is, mild anxiety, stress, confusion, depression, anger, shame, guilt, rage, jealousy, small-mindedness, criticism, judgment, worry, exhaustion, overwhelm. You know, these are the vibrational states that many people are living in. And it's kind of like the ego's default setting. What does that mean? What that means is that your ego, your personality, your persona, the person you think you are, you believe you are, the person you say you are, that is the ego. And the ego, because it is, a very limited mode of expressing our human nature, it exists in a state of stress and some kind of disharmonious energy signature. It's like a frequency pattern. You see, you as a soul, what's happening is you, the spirit of life, which is who you really are. You're a child of life, so am I. We're all children of life, energetically speaking. And that child is existing within eternity. So this is just being honest now. If you just think about it, here you are sitting down listening to this audio file or whatever you're doing, driving around, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you're listening to this audio file, and all around you is a reality. It's your perception of reality. Beyond your perception of reality, there's a lot more besides. For instance, just in the physical material universe, okay, that's just in the physical material universe, which is 0.0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 So just in the physical universe, you're surrounded by the planet Earth. The planet Earth is spinning and flying through the solar system at 62,000 miles an hour. That's just the simple facts of life. You are on a gigantic rock hurtling through space at 62,000 miles an hour, flying around the sun, and it takes you 365 days to get back to where you are now in terms of your orbit of the sun. And that planet is spinning around, and it takes 24 hours for it to spin completely once. And that solar system, along with all the other planets in the solar system, is flying around the galaxy, orbiting a central sun in the galaxy, in the center of the galaxy, called Alcyone. And there are billions and billions and billions of other galaxies, all containing billions and billions and billions and billions of solar systems. So these are just the hardcore simple facts of life. And then there are billions and billions of universes containing billions and billions and billions of galaxies, containing billions and 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 billions of solar systems. And something, some single thing, some single force holds all that together. And manages it perfectly. And if we have gratitude towards that thing, our lives harmonize, pure and simple. So how do we do that? What does that mean? What that means is we walk around cultivating an attitude of gratitude. So just say with me now, thank you, 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 thank you. Look around at the things in your room or wherever you are, whatever you can see. Look around and say thank you. Thank you. Say thank you to life. Say thank you to the leaves. Thank you to the sky. Thank you to the birds. Thank you to the trees. Thank you to the clouds. Thank you to life. It's magnificent. All of these atoms and molecules forming into substance. I can eat that substance. I can eat the bananas I can see growing on the tree in front of me. I can eat the green leaves. I can juice them up. I can eat these red chili peppers. I can eat these aloe veras I got growing all over the place. That's amazing. And it gives me medicine. Why? Because it's in harmony with me. Because it's natural. Well, guess what? An attitude of gratitude is natural. When we're not in a state of gratitude and love, we become unnatural energy signatures. What does that mean? Well, what that means is your energy signature is like a snowflake. Your soul is literally like a snowflake. Now, consider this. There's nothing smaller than a soul. And within the soul is recorded all the vibrations of your experience as a human being. Now, not only that, the soul is like a seed, and the seed is a very deep, with deep information within it. And within the deep information in the soul is the ancestral genetic matrix. That's right. That's how your ancestors' genetics get into you, into your DNA. They come into your physical body through the signature of the soul. And the signature of the soul codes the biology. And so if we want to change anything in the physical world, then we need to change the signature in the soul. We need to change the code. And the fastest way to do that is to sweep your cellular structure, to sweep your cellular structure with a gratitude attitude. Now, because the cellular structure is full of liquid, i.e. water, there is a proven crystalline structure in water that holds frequency. And Dr. Masaru Emoto, with all his photographic research, brilliantly documented, beautifully photographed research of crystals in frozen water, responding to intention, verbalized intention, the things they said to the water, the things they spoke into the water, the music they played the water, the words that they would stick on the sides of the jars, like please, thank you, love, gratitude, hate, war, and they would see, they would record the crystals changing. And the crystals would change, and it would be love and gratitude crystal that was the most outstandingly beautiful one of them all. And what Masaru Emoto discovered was that when he did double the gratitude to the love, like two gratitude, it was like gratitude, love, gratitude, or gratitude, gratitude, love. Gratitude, love, gratitude. Gratitude, love, gratitude. Gratitude, love, gratitude. Gratitude, love, gratitude. You see? It's like H2O. You need two hydrogens to one oxygen, where you need two gratitudes to one love. And what I realize is that we all have a lot of love. You know, we're all lovers and we're all dying to love. Everywhere I go, that's all I ever meet is lovers. People that just want to love me, and I want to love them. So we're all lovers. So we're kind of good at that. You know, we might struggle trying to express it in the, you know, in the best way or whatever. You know, we all got our own little issues with love. But the thing is to understand and accept that we are lovers. And to be really honest, we are love itself. We are love itself. That's what we are. We're beings of love. That's what a spiritual being is. That's what a child of God is. That's what Jesus demonstrated. And all the spiritual teachers have alluded to the same simple truth, that if you want to consider yourself a child of God, a son of God, or a daughter of God, or an S-U-N of God, or a star of God, then you need to behave like one. What does that mean? That means you have to be on a frequency of love. How do you get that? Gratitude, love, gratitude. Gratitude, love, gratitude. So you have gratitude. Now, in my other audio files that I do, which are going to be available to you guys, I help you apply that specifically to your life, and also the other protocols that support it, for instance, like ancestral forgiveness prayers. if you really want to release your gratitude, live with gratitude, you have to be able to. It's like you can put a brave face on and go around saying thank you, thank you, thank you, but really you're just super pissed inside. Because say your boyfriend cheated on you, you know, and you found out and you are so pissed at that guy still. Now, what happens is that part of your soul is withholding love. It's withholding love. And also, so gratitude for sure is not going to be flowing through there. So this is a really important thing. So we can remove these facets of our soul. This is our psyche, our subconscious and unconscious. The psyche bridges into the deep realms of the soul, the mythological realms, the cosmological realms. You see? So what we're talking about here is soul consciousness. If you want gratitude, exist in a state of soul consciousness. Now, as you go into soul consciousness, you are able to access your ancestral matrix. The ancestral matrix is the condensed data, the recordings of all the vibrations of your ancestors, everything they've ever thought, said, done, or felt, spoken, word, deed, and thought, beliefs, imagination, ingrained thinking patterns, neurosis, psychosis, schizophrenia. Now, because there is a deep, deep schism in the human psyche, you know, we only have to look at the world and understand that the modern world is an out visioning of the human psyche, and we can see the war-torn trouble, you see. And you know, even if we blame wars on politicians, what tends to happen very often is genocide between neighboring cultures, even neighboring peoples, even cousins. The Arabs and the Jews are cousins. It's a tribal dispute going back a long, long time. Same with Croatia and Serbia, ex-Yugoslavia. They murdered and did dreadful things to each other. Africa, it's all over the place. Hordes of men will roam around the countryside with knives and spears and axes and machetes and go to other people's villages and do absolutely dreadful things. And this is just, you know, just the state of the world. We entertain ourselves with violence, extreme violence. We are entertained by extreme violence. And this is all an indication of a deep, deep schism within the being of love that we are, okay? Now, I'm going to get into a little deeper discussion in a moment to do with mythology and cosmology. But right now, I just want to give you a little practice so you can feel the power of what I'm talking about here. So I just want you to close your eyes if you can. And at this point, I should say, if you are driving a spaceship and you might crash into some rocks in the sky, please do not close your eyes while you're listening to this cassette. If you're driving a sit-down lawnmower, please do not close your eyes. And any other piece of equipment that may cause injury to yourself or another. Okay. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Soft, gentle, deep breaths. Now, I just want you to start cultivating a sense of gratitude in your heart. And I'm just going to pray a silent prayer in here. just give thanks. Now just imagine that you are a tiny point of light, that you are a tiny, tiny star. Just twinkling. A point of consciousness, the epicenter of consciousness, the epicenter of individuated consciousness, consciousness individuated, pure consciousness individuated. And the soul is the snowflake. Now, every snowflake is different. Every raindrop is different. Every petal on the plant is different. Never repeated. So this is the nature of soul. And just keep saying to yourself, I love you, thank you for loving me, thank you for loving me, I love you, thank you for loving me, thank you for loving me, I love you, thank you for loving me, thank you for loving me, I love you, thank you for loving me, thank you for loving me, I love you, I love you, I love you, thank you for loving me, I love you, thank you for loving me, I love you. Love that star, that point of light. And breathe into your center, the center of your being. And this will stabilize you. It'll make you a more stable person. Much more stable. It will also empower you. It will bring more magic into your life, because life is all powerful. Anything can happen in life. There are infinite waves of possibility breaking into our world, and all we need to do is focus on our true inner nature and give thanks. And of course we need to support that with love and forgiveness and prayer, deep, deep prayer. And of course, all those other good things are part of this audio series that I'm doing. And you can get access to it all through this website. So enjoy my little gratitude package. Practice, practice, practice. Practice makes perfect. I guarantee you that within 21 days of hearing this audio file, if you follow the formula that I'm laying out for you, you will have a complete and total transformation in your life. My name's Nick Good. I love you. Thank you for loving me. I love you. Thank you for loving me. I love you. Thank you for loving me.